In the temple, it's sometimes important to know, yes, there is the online world, but then there is also the real world. Means the world which is just here in front of us. So let us sing Jai Radha Madhava. Yes? You are ready for that technically? So then we are now also on Zoom, is it? Good. Maybe we do Jai Radha Madhava because everyone still comes in, I think.
Wow.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihaji. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi jana vallava Girivara dadi. Gopi jana Pallava Girivara Dadi. Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaran Jana. Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaran Jana. Jamunatira Vanachari. Jamunatira Vanachari. Jayadatha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jayadatha
Tatava Gunya Vihadi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
A little louder, please.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Chila, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Nityananda Ram Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. So, Hare Krishna, I greet all of you affectionately. Those who are online, I think, built the vast majority of my audience today, but I also greet those who are in the temple room and who are there, and I certainly welcome Kanai Krishna. He brought something. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. I will now request a devotee in on the bank of the Lake of Michigan. I looked it up. It's one of the greatest lakes in America. to give us an orientation over the what we are doing now. Maybe also you can already point out to the devotees what we are going to do throughout the day. I myself want to know. I'm a little bit new here. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Siam.
Excitement. I would like to welcome all of you and Guru Maharaj to our second day of this celebration, which Guru Maharaj called the Evening Festival. And we started yesterday evening with a wonderful katha on how we can access the mercy of Lord Nityananda in our life. Guru Maharaj made two very wonderful points. The first being recognizing our dependence on the Lord, and then furthermore, becoming instruments in giving bhakti to others to receive His mercy in our life. And the nectar will continue this morning. Guru Maharaj will speak about Lord Nityananda's role in our life. That is our morning lecture. We will have a disciples meeting in the evening. So any questions, any thoughts that one has about one's relationship with our Guru Maharaj, you can save those questions for the evening. There will be a disciples meeting at 5 p.m. And again, if anybody has any questions during the morning class, please message me directly. But this is our program for today. We have a class in the morning, and then disciples meeting in the evening, followed by the Adivas celebration of Lord Nityananda during the end of our program. So that is our schedule for today. And now I'd like to invite and request Guru Maharaj to begin his morning presentation on the role of Lord Nityananda in our life.
Yes. Thank you very much. It's very stimulating to have someone like you, Hari Siam, who gives also a summary. We are still, I think, excited to see that the transmission on the technical side will come a little bit more together, that we can hear what you say very clearly. But yes, I thought to read with all of you a text. It's a very simple text, so you can please repeat after me immediately. Jaya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya, Jaya Nityananda.
Sharanaravinda.
Sharanaravinda.
Janha haite paino. Shri Radha Govinda. Jaya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Nityananda.
Charanaravinda.
Charanaravinda.
Janha haite paino. Shri Radha Govinda. Glory, oh glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who is famous for his poetic composition known as Prarthana, has lamented in one of his prayers, "When will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me so that I will forget all my material desires?" Srila Narottam Das Thakur confirms that unless one is freed from material desires to satisfy the needs of the body and senses, one cannot understand the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna, Vrindavan. He also confirms that one cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without going through the direction of the six Goswamis. In another verse, Narottam Das Thakur has stated that without the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot enter into the affairs of Radha and Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskachyare Satarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadara, Sri Vasani Govaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Nityananda.
Charanaravinda. Janha haite paino. Shri Radha Govinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna. Yes, the role of Lord Nityananda in our life. I think this is a very important subject that needs to be addressed before we can really celebrate Lord Nityananda. We have to ask, what is our relationship? How is he important? Where is he on my priority list? How can I relate to him? Is he at all important in my life? Well, I'm a Krishna Bhakta, at least I'm trying to be one. Where is Lord Nityananda in, let me say, in the arrangement of things in my life that are important? The easiest way really to answer this question is explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami at the beginning of his great work, Chaitanya Charitamrita. You must know that at the beginning, when his story starts, the Vaishnava world was not really understanding so much of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some thought he is a mystic, other thought he is a personality who has become totally mad with love of Godhead, because he would roll all of a sudden on the ground, cry tears. He was seen as a God-man. Maybe some of you don't know what is a God-man. These are people who are only talking about God. Something happened in their life and they are almost considered by the society as liminal figures, you know, people on the edge of society, but they are respected. In Russia, for instance, we have a tradition of these God-intoxicated saints who would act in ways which the society could never understand, but still they were seen, yes, they have filled with the Spirit of God. So some thought of Mahaprabhu in this way, other thought of him as an avatar. And there was no common understanding. Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas Pandit were much less understood. Because we hear, when God comes into your life and you understand him, then that's not God. Do you follow? It's a little, you will have to focus a little bit. When you think you understand God, what you understand cannot be God. Because the Lord is achintya, inconceivable to the human mind, very much like you are inconceivable to an ant. Your feelings, your activities, your concerns, your computers, your cars. Your world can never be understood by an entity which is so much more limited than you are. So we will never be really able to understand the Lord until we are in our transcendental identity, in our spiritual identity. When we are freed from the body and the mind, which occupies most of us still 98% of the time of their lives. You know? So yes, it needs lover of God, fully self-realized soul, to explain Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and the Panchatattva to us. And Krishnadas Kaviraj, as you can see, as you will see from his amazing story, was that person who was able to explain the position of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Because, as we will hear a little bit later, he met Lord Nityananda personally, and from that moment on of meeting him, he carried a certain something with him which was not there before. He had an understanding, a type of, if you want, a supply of energy and ability and skills which were clearly superhuman. They were no longer ordinary, but they were extraordinary. And here, in this verse which we have chanted this morning, he explains to what the role of Lord Nityananda was for him. When he met Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda actually brought him forward so that he ultimately met Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. He met Radha and Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur has also explained this particular role or ability or power of Lord Nityananda. He has said, without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, it's not possible to understand Radha and Krishna. He says, only when someone has received the mercy of Lord Nityananda will he actually be able to develop the qualities or qualifications to meet God eye to eye. That is, that we become free from the obsession of the material body and the mind, no? That we become free from the identification of the body and the mind, and our activities to just satisfy the urges of the body and the mind. If you want to drive with a boat, you have to take the anchor out of the ground of the river or the lake and so on. So if you want, otherwise you can't move forward if you are anchored. So if you want to come to Radha and Krishna, if you want to enter their world, you have to give up your anchors that hold you firmly bound in illusion. Nityananda helps you, and he frees you. He liberates you for spiritual life. And how this is so is really best explained by this story of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, which is a story of divine empowerment. We will learn 7 points that will help us to move forward, and I hope to be able, with the help of some scholarly devotee here, who's to put these 7 points into the internet. I've written them in my notebook, and someone can maybe type them onto a computer. I think I will request Nitya Kishori to do that, because she always helps me in this type of work. Because you will learn some principles in today's lecture and tomorrow's lecture, which will help you to finally move forward Narayani. That's a project, isn't it? It's like a new start in spiritual life, maybe for some of us. Not for all of us, but for some of us. Because I think if we are really honest, we may not have yet met Radha Govinda face to face in that personal darshan. Let us start. In order for a conditioned soul to really have the darshan of Radha Krishna, not to have a concept of God. Concepts of God is very easy to have. And to think, whoa, I see. It's very easy. I know at least three devotees who would immediately say, yeah, I've seen Krishna. Have you seen Krishna or have you seen your image of Krishna? That's the question, which is difficult to answer for a human being, really. You need empowerment. You need a certain shakti, and it has to be God's strength which has to come into you. God's empowerment, God's mercy, God's miracle which works in you and brings you face to face with his wonderful personality. There are two types of strengths which we find in this world. Daiva, that's very rare to find this, and Purushakara. Prabhupada writes, the Deva refers to the strengths from the transcendence, and Purushakara refers to the strengths organized by one's own intelligence and power. Transcendental energy is always superior. So we can do a lot with our body, we can think amazing things with our body, with our intelligence, we can have also amazing imaginations with our mind. It is quite developed, our thing. And by this, we can certainly move in amazing ways in our material and also in the beginning of our spiritual life. Then there is another, something which is not under your control, under your intelligence and so on. It's the unthinkable and impossible. That is the transcendental shakti of the Lord, which I think some of us have already experienced in some parts. I always think Goloka Dham is only here, this project is only here, because Radha Madan Mohan have willed it, have done the personal arrangements. Those who live here and study and watch, they sometimes think, wow, this was not us, this was Radha Madan Mohan. And we sometimes have a slogan, let go and let God, no? Let go of your own plans and let Radha Madan Mohan do everything. Let go and let God. This is a very common slogan which you find. So, yes. So let us hear a little bit about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and his path. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami lived in a place called Jamadpur. It's part of Bengal. He lived there with his family. He had a brother, also a great devotee. Syamdas was his brother, and in his home there was a 24-hour kirtan going on, non-stop. They worship deities in the house, and they had a priest called Gunanava Mishra, who was doing it, a first-class brahmana. It was a very, very Krishna-conscious and inspired household. You must know, this was in the old times. These were not just one house. There were several houses. There was a kirtan hall, a temple. There was here a house, there a house, and an inner courtyard. It was like we would say today in German language, ein Anwesen, something like an estate in English language. So, everything was very peaceful until a great devotee of Lord Nityananda arrived. The family of Krishnadas Kaviraj had heard about him. His name was Miniketama Ramdas. He was one of these close devotees of Lord Nityananda, and that meant he was totally ecstatic. When you would look at Miniketama Ramdas, he would always cry tears of love. And he behaved in extraordinary ways. He had a flute. He would do kirtan and sometimes play flute. But he was such a great Vaishnav that upon seeing him, the heart would melt and you would feel prema bhakti. So the family invited Miniketama, come and you preside over this function. We will have kirtan. So Miniketama came, and when he arrived, they received him in the courtyard, and all the Vaishnavas from the village had come and paid their obeisances. And Miniketama was sometimes crying, sometimes laughing, sometimes like a little child. He climbed on the back of those who made obeisances to him. We have seen this in our temple when the mothers pay obeisances. Their little children come and ride on their backs. I have seen several times. I have seen with my own eyes. He would sometimes slap the people, but it was a loving slap. When someone was slapped by Miniketama Ramdas, they were getting the same type of love of Godhead. It was not an aggressive slap, it was a transferal slap, so to say, if that is an English word. Something was transferred by Miniketama. And then Miniketama danced and chanted, and they did this ecstatic kirtan through the whole night. There was not one person in the room who was not elevated to the highest level of Krishna consciousness. Now, when the priest, who was a brahmana, saw this extraordinary display of love of Godhead, he became a little bit shocked. He was from a Brahmin family, and everything was rules and regulations, and here is this Miniketama Ram, who is just an ocean of love, and not just an ocean which he keeps for himself. It just spills out from his heart, and he really did not think good of Miniketama Ram. Miniketama noted it,
he looked at the priest and he said, "Those who do not respect Nityananda cannot move on in their spiritual life." And then he chanted again. He was not concerned that the priest thought not good of him. No, the priest, there was something behind it, and Miniketam could see it. The priest did not understand Lord Nityananda, who was the Lord of Miniketam, and he just did not feel welcome any longer. He did not like it. Isn't it, don't we all feel this when there's someone whom we really love? I mean, really love. Like Radha Madan Mohan. And you may go to a shopping center and people ask you, "Who are you?" And you say, "Well, I'm from Goloka Dham." "Ah, yeah, where they worship Götzen, huh?" And someone makes such a comment. It means where they worship idols. You feel, "Oh, why did this person have to say that my beloved Radha Madan Mohan are idols?" This is, you feel hurt in your heart. You don't feel hurt because of yourself, but because someone made a disparaging comment about those whom you loved, whom you have given your heart to. So in the same way, Miniketam did not appreciate that Gunanava Mishra, this Brahmin who should know better, had such a poor understanding of Lord Nityananda, his eternal master, and therefore could not appreciate the bhakti which came. And when Miniketama in the morning left, there was another incident. Syamdas, the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj, he said, "I have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but these Nityananda, these people of Nityananda..." So Krishnadas Kaviraj heard it and he said, "You cannot think Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda as separate. They are one. They are actually a manifestation of the divine Godhead himself, Krishna Balaram. If you accept only one and reject the other, that's like accepting the neck of the hen." No, wrong. The back of the hen, which hen means kikiriki, this, hen, chicken. If you accept the back of the chicken, because it gives you eggs, and you cut the head because it is expensive, you don't like to pay food for the chicken, that it will not work. You will not get anything. So in the same way, if you accept Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but you reject Nityananda, this is not good. Krishnadas Kaviraj said this, and to his sadness, Miniketama Ramdas left in the morning with a sad heart. Now Krishnadas Kaviraj felt worried. Can you imagine why he felt worried? I think all of you looked so shocked that you don't even want to go there. Well, if you hurt a devotee, it's very bad for a spiritual life. Krishna likes his devotees very much, and if you just hurt them, it's called an aparadha. You move somehow away from Krishna. That's in Chaitanya's transcendental religion of God. You can do anything. He's so free, but he says, "I turn my back to those who commit Vaishnava offenses. So Krishna Das Kaviraj thought, my God, in this home, in this house where I live, a great devotee, a Minikatam, was hurt and an offense was made against Lord Nityananda by rejecting him. And my God, what's the future of the people here? What is my future? Now everything, now I'm doomed. Savanash. Maybe you have, well, you are very good devotees. But I have seen devotees who have gone too far and have committed, they have said things and done things which should not be said and done in spiritual societies. And I have seen how they suffer, how bitter they become, and how I've seen it. Therefore, let us not even discuss this subject any longer in detail, because it makes you just so, who wants to think of this on the spiritual path? So, very worried, Krishna Das Kaviraj went to bed that very night. Very, very worried he was. Now that night, something happened to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Lord Nityananda personally appeared to him. Krishna Das writes, because of my one good quality, that is, that I told my brother, I corrected him. You have to accept both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, just like you have to accept both parts of the hen. You know, you cannot reject one, and so on. And therefore, Lord Nityananda was pleased, and he appeared, and he came, and in his usual transcendental way, he shouted, "Uta, uta!" Uta means get up, rise. And Krishna Das Kaviraj came up and he saw a most beautiful personality who looked like the God of Love. You may look at the photo which we have here, or is it called photo painting, which is here, to understand a little. Well, in Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's vision, Lord Nityananda had a dark complexion, but he was shining like millions of moons. I think for an artist this is a challenge, a dark complexion but shining. So our artist has here chosen to solve this dilemma by by this. He was dressed in blue silk. He had a turban and he had one golden earring, not two, one. On you can see also here, well, here in this photo, Lord Nityananda has turned a little, but on the other he doesn't have one. And there is a particular reason for this, which takes me half an hour to explain. So, not half an hour, maybe 7.5 minutes. So, but we don't have now the time. We want to go to a point. So, on all his sides were his associates, and every one of them was dressed like a cowherd boy. Do you know how the cowherd boys are dressed? They are dressed in very colorful dresses. They are not just in, we are all white or saffron. Most of us are white. Matajis have various colorful dresses, but these cowherd boys, one had a yellow dhoti, another a green one.
blue, and somewhere sprinkled with flowers. You know, it was really decorative and very creative. Shawls and turbans and the coward boys. That's really something else, Krishna's coward boys. They were really dressed very colorfully. And they were carrying horns for making music and flutes. It was a very musical group which came. And Lord Nityananda was there, and he carried all the time a red stick. Some say it's from iron. And he whirled it around. Yes, Lord Nityananda. He was inspired because he is Balaram, and Balaram is also a coward boy, and the coward boys know various ways to whirl the stick around. Sometimes when Krishna and Balaram go with all the Brajbasis on Govardhan Parikrama, there are really many, many cows and many, many Brajbasis. Everyone can know where Krishna and Balaram walk, because when they walk, they have these sticks and they are so joyful. They throw them in the air and they catch them, and it's a whole art, you know, and so on. So bees were swarming around Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, and Krishna Das was so overwhelmed that he couldn't say anything and couldn't think anything. It was such a divine inspiration. I think it was Sigi Jung, you know, the famous Swiss psychologist, who said, when God comes into our world, it's something he seems to break almost into our world. It's like an Einbruch, he said. So Nityananda is always full of joy. That is his quality. He's so joyful. And he said, don't worry. Don't worry even a bit, Krishna Das. There's nothing to worry. You look so worried because of what happened. Nothing. But go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain your heart's desire. Then Lord Nityananda stretched out his hand and pointed out the direction of Vrindavan. The next moment, Krishna Das Kaviraj woke up, and he saw the sun had risen already. It was early in the morning. And it is said, Tse Kshani, that very moment he got up, left his home, and went to Vrindavan. Wow! I don't know, did he take a shower or not? I saw one devotee who looked with me with questioning eyes. I think he had this question. Gaur Govinda, I think you had this question. If he woke up, did take a shower, or did he take a little, you know, aiva with him, chapati and aiva, and you know, a little meal? It's not said. It said, Sekshane. That very moment he went to Vrindavan, he was liberated or freed from his way of life by Lord Nityananda. He was a free soul to walk, to let everything be what was not any longer favorable for his spiritual life. Remember the tension at his home? And so on. This is our first lesson. If you want to acting on the spiritual platform, you need to be sometimes detached from your own plan.
This is particularly important for, let us say, devotees who have already done the steps in Krishna consciousness, but who are now finding themselves in a situation where they are not yet there, where they are not satisfied. Often we try again and again in a compromised situation, and we don't accept a Krishna sign. But please know, when Krishna closes one door for you, he usually opens three others somewhere else. But if you always run against the closed door, you will not be able to progress. Could this have something to do with your life? Is there maybe a situation in your life where you have received some clear signs? Maybe your health is very bad, or maybe there is a consistent, persistent feeling of unease, discomfort. But you may still be so attached to your old plan that you are not able to see the plan for you. I have seen this many times in my life, no? That we and as a person who is knowing many devotees, I could tell now about 20 devotees, I could say, who are in this situation. 20. Well, I would have to count them. Maybe it's only 17. But a good number. We don't see the signs of that Krishna gives us, or if we see them, we just don't want to see them. Really, we don't want to see what is obvious, what is before our eyes. If you want to move on, like Krishna does, did. Sekshanit, that very moment he changed. He did the change which is important. This is an important lesson in empowerment, my dear devotees. And those who when we were with Prabhupada, when Prabhupada was with us, he often gave instructions to us which went directly against our own perspective and our own vision. And all we could do is accept it and say, okay. And it always worked. It always worked when we followed his guidelines. And so this is a principle in Krishna consciousness. Let us not be too attached to our own plans, which are often dysfunctional, they don't work any longer. They may have been good for some time. And let us be open, really. Let us welcome Krishna and his divine instructions. So, Krishna Das went. Lord Nityananda had appeared to him and said, Uta, get up and go to Vrindavan, it's this direction. And he went. I like this so much. And he had no idea what he would do in Vrindavan. But God had come to him and had given him an order. So what else could he do than follow? When he came to Vrindavan, we can just, from historical records, we know what was at that time going on in Vrindavan. Not much. It was a forest. Now when we go to Vrindavan, it has become a small town. But there was nothing of what you see now, except for one building, the temple of Govinda. You know, Govinda Ji Mandir, as we say. That was there, around it, means around, also some good distance away, there were Vaishnavas who had their kutiyas. Kutiyas were little huts, little, you know, just one room houses, where they would
worship Radha and Krishna, do their bhajan, etc. But they would all come together in the Govinda Mandir, and they would do one thing there. They would listen to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. There were readings, regular readings, and these readings of Gauranga Mahaprabhu nourished them. It was a time where, just where Lord Chaitanya had left, a little, you know, maybe 50 years ago or so, he had left the planet. So they were reading, and there was one book was there from which they read. It was known at that time as the Chaitanya Mangala. It's the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Now the Chaitanya Bhagavat talks in great detail about the early pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, not the later pastimes. So the Vaishnavas, they would meet and they would again and again read one book. Imagine we would only have one book and we would read it again and again. We would like, is there more? If we would ask like this. So Krishnadas Kaviram Goswami came into this atmosphere. There was one priest of Govinda. His name was Pandit Haridas. It is described he had all the 50 qualities of Lord Krishna. Krishna has how many qualities? 64. You know everything. But he had 50 of these qualities. He was really something else. He was a disciple of this Ananta Acharya, who in his spiritual identity is Sudevi Gopi. Yet he was so gentle, he was so tolerant, he was so peaceful. He cared for all the devotees. He was a Mahabhagavat. There was no envy, he had great faith in Chaitanya Nityananda, and he would give lectures. Wouldn't you like to come to a lecture of such a personality? That's something else, you know, when you hear from a realized soul, it goes right into your heart and it transforms your heart. It's described in the Bhagavad that what happens in a company of pure devotees who talk about Krishna. It is said that the listeners get Shraddha, faith, they get Bhava Bhakti, you know, the Bhakti which is so filled with emotion, and finally, Prema Bhakti. This happens just in the association of these pure devotees. And Krishna Das Kaviraj came into this assembly and they saw how they were discussing about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and of course of Krishna. And he felt just so nourished. He felt just so absolutely welcome. He liked to just sit and hear the lecture. So one day something happened. The devotees saw him, that he had come. He was a new man, a newcomer. They turned to him and said, "Who are you?" "Oh, my name is Krishna Das." "Acha, you come from Bengal? Ah, you are that Krishna Das from Jamadpur? We have heard about you. We have heard you are a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." "What, me?" "No, yeah. And we know you are a Kaviraj, a poet. Can you do us, please, a favor? We only have the early pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you write about the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Part two, so to say." Krishna, me?
I should write about. Yes. I should write about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the later pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Krishna Das Kaviraj, he had a desire to serve. He had not come to Vrindavan just to relax, make a holiday. He wanted to do service. He was burning. If you want to be empowered to do something, my dear devotees, this is the second lesson. You have to have a desire to serve. You can see the level of your spiritual life, where you are at the moment. You can check your heart. Do I have a desire to serve? If you have a desire to serve, please strengthen it by being in the association of devotees who are doing service to Krishna. Look for that association. If you have a little spark-like desire, make the fan your spark, make it into a flame by good sangha. So, in Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's life, he left Jamatpur not because of him. He thought, here I can't serve Krishna so nicely. So he went to Vrindavan with this desire, and somehow the Vaishnavas picked up on that, and they gave him the service, please write about the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Krishna Das Kaviraj, he remembers, I received the orders from the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, and then I have tried to describe a drop of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. I have tried to describe. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami went to one associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who was still alive. Do you know his name? Raghunath Das Goswami, where did he stay? At Radhakund. Raghunath Das Goswami gave every day a lecture of 4 hours minimum, where he told about the extraordinary pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Krishna Das was there listening, and he made notes. Your note-taking is authorized. It's okay, because we forget also at times. So he made notes, and from those notes, he compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita. Did you know from where Raghunath knew so much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Now this gets a little bit more difficult. Yes, there was Murari Gupta, Sir Kadacha, very well spoken by our scholar. And also, he was a disciple of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who had been with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his personal secretary. He was always there. And he had written a notebook, it's called a Kadacha, which is unfortunately lost. No one can find it. It's not there. But Raghunath had seen that, and he remembered, you know, that at that time memory was even good without Brahmi pills, you know. It's an Ayurvedic remedy against forgetfulness. He remembered everything, and he talked, and he could never stop. It was going on for years. So Krishna is coming, let me catch this nectar. And he put that, which is
into Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's the Kadacha of Swarup Damodar Goswami and his own observations when he was in Puri, which was relatively brief, but a few years. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had a desire to serve, but imagine, I mean, there were these devotees up to the caliber of Haridas Pandit, you know, he had already 50 qualities of Krishna in him. He was not an ordinary human being. And he wanted to write a book for these devotees. I mean, it had to be good. It couldn't be just do something. It had to be really good. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was really old at that time. So, but he desired to serve. He thought, okay, I do it, I try it. He remembers, he writes in his humility, I'm so foolish, I'm so low-born, I'm an insignificant person, and I always desire material enjoyment. Yet by the order of the Vaishnavas, I'm greatly enthusiastic to write this transcendental literature. So here's the second lesson if you want to be empowered. First was, be open to Krishna's plan. Second lesson is, have the desire to serve. I think it's with every one of us, but if it's still small, if it's a small flame, seek those who fan your flames, you know, the devotees. So Krishnadas Kaviraj had this Sangha, but how could he write on his own? You know, writing was a difficult thing at that time. You had to get palm leaves, which were dried, which were just right for writing on them. Not too dry, not too wet any longer. Then you had to get ink, which was made from flowers. It sounds very romantic and ecological, but to make such ink, wow, that's something else, you know. I'm always thinking like this. I'm always taking this wonderful honey from Manjula Mani, and I like this honey like anything. It's this Vaishnava bees, you know, honey, and I'm very romantic about honey, but the work to make a glass, to get a glass of honey, I just can't imagine. It must be a lot of skills, knowledge, how to do it. I couldn't get honey. I couldn't convince bees to give honey or how to do this. I have no idea. So our Krishnadas Kaviraj had to learn how to get writing materials, you know. But the main thing was, his inspiration was there, but he needed to know a lot about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then it was not enough to just know. He needed to be so inspired to put it all together in a masterpiece for these highly elevated pure devotees who were gathering. Where did they gather? Govinda Mandir, yes, Radha Govinda Mandir. They gathered there. So what did he do? He went to Radha Madan Mohan. That was a small temple at that time. And he prayed to them. It was Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami who also wrote this Pranam Mantra. Do you remember the Pranam Mantra? What was it? Jayatam, everyone. Jayatam surato pango mama manda gatevati matsava sva padambo jo radha madanamo.
He says, I'm Manda, I'm blind. And my path is full of obstacles. But you, Radha Madan Mohan, are my worshipable Lord and Masters. And so he went there. And it is described that he prayed fervently for the mercy of Madan Mohan. And I have it here. And there was a when the moment he prayed, all of a sudden somehow a garland slipped from the head of Madan Mohan. Somehow Madan Mohan know how to do this. There is one photo which shows Vasudev has the photo that Madan Mohan has a garland and the garland goes under his between his two feet. So how can it go there? Or it was a cloth or something which cannot, it doesn't work. But Madan Mohan, no problem. So, you can ask Vasudev, I forgot exactly. He has a photo where you can see something which is not possible by the laws of physics in Madan Mohan. Yes, that one photo, I have seen it with my own eyes. I was saying, wow, how is it possible? Yes. So Madan Mohan gave him a garland, Gosain. This is priest. He saw there's this devotee. Hacha, this is something going on. So he brought the garland and garlanded Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And that was taken by the Goswami as a sign. Now I can write. Madan Mohan have blessed me and they have shown me their incident. Who of you have ever noticed that when you go before the deities, especially I've seen in Vrindavan, and you pray for something and then boom, a flower comes down or a pearl comes down or something, and then you know that was for me, and the priest also knows it and gives it to you. I think we have a few amongst us. I've heard from Draupadi in Sarajevo, she prayed and then boom, it was confirmed by a flower. And other devotees, which I know many have told me. So, yes. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj, and we will end here, then sat down to do this task. He started to write. Is in his own words, I'm old and troubled by invalidity. I'm almost blind. He had an eye problem. I'm deaf. I can't hear. My hands shake. I mean, this is serious. When your hands shake, when you do it a little like for show, that's no problem. But when they really... And my mind and intelligence is unsteady. Vata problem comes in old age. I'm infected with so many diseases that I can not walk properly, nor can I properly sit. We had to somehow... Let us not speculate why he can't sit. Indeed, I'm always exhausted by five kinds of diseases. I may die at any time of the day or night, but I'm writing. Now, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, you know, wrote 11,500 verses. Many of them are in Sanskrit.
Someone has counted the Sanskrit verses. It's about 1,500 shlokas, which he somehow remembered. He just said, I can't hold anything in my brain. You all are young, but when I was now in treatment, the vata first becomes higher, and then you can't remember anything. I remember I had to go to one apotheker, and I asked the reception in the clinic 5 times, what is their opening time? They said from 2:30 to 6:30. Then, okay, 2:30 to 6:30, this I can remember. I went out of the reception room. After 1 meter, I thought, when are they open? I went back and I said, I'm sorry, when is the opening time again? I might have been absent-minded when you said it. 2:30 to 6:30. I went out, and after 2 meters, I registered. I had forgotten. So I said, I'm very sorry, please. I'm not doing it to get on your nerves. I just can't remember at the moment. And they laughed. They said, what's your age? I said, older than you think. So, okay, 2:30 to 6:30. I needed to come back 5 times. And then I said, can't you write it down, please? I just can't remember. It's gone. You don't think it is possible. It is possible. Gokrishna sometimes has to tell me things how many times? Many times. Because nothing is... I can remember some things very good, even better than I would like, but I may have a problem with numbers. I don't think in numbers. Yes. So, 1,500 Sanskrit verses, you don't remember these. And they were somewhere from sources, not from just Bhagavatam, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. No, they were from amazing source, this Veda, which you have never heard about in your life. The culture he needed, the subtleties he needed to write down. The command of knowledge on Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana is so amazing that scholars today have said this work is not just a book. It is a masterpiece that has brought the various branches of the Chaitanya movement who were there at that time under one umbrella. Everyone accepts the version of Chaitanya Charitamrita about who is Chaitanya, who is Nityananda, who is Advaita Acharya. It is, how can you say it? It is a book which caused a cultural revolution at that time. Because remember, there were so many different opinions and they didn't go together. Maybe COVID left-wing understanding and COVID right-wing understanding will one day come together. Maybe. But it is impossible that these understandings which were there at that time about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were so hotly discussed, would come together. Chaitanya Charitamrita did it. Everyone understood, yeah, this is so overwhelming, this fills the heart with satisfaction, this work. This is Mahaprabhu is breathing in this pages. We can contact him there. Wonderful. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Madan Mohan writes, I'm not writing. I'm like a parrot who repeats, or I'm as a wooden doll is made to dance by the magician. I write as Madan Gopal, that's another name of Madan Mohan, orders me. No? This is the fourth lesson. If you wish to be empowered, my dear devotees, if you want to do something so that at the end of your life you can say, okay, at least I tried, then you must be able to embrace difficulties. Like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had to fight with old age, with diseases in his body, with a memory that failed him, and so on. So we have now four principles of divine empowerment. Let us go again through it. First point was, be open to Krishna's plan. Wonderful. Second point, to have a desire to serve. What do we do when our desire is yet very small? Association. But I think we also need to read a little bit about Krishna's. Who is Krishna? How wonderful it is. I have a reading tip for you that will wake up a dead man from slumber. It's a book by Giriraj Maharaj, it's called I'll Build You a Temple, The Juhu Story. It's an amazing story about Prabhupada's efforts to build a temple for Radha Rasabihari. So that was then the third lesson. Do we remember? I did not make it so clear. Empowerment comes through through Vaishnavas and Krishna. I think you said Krishna. Yes, through Vaishnavas and Krishna. What did Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami do? He received the order of the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, and then he went before the deities. Dan Mohan, we are so lucky to be able to say these deities, our deities here, Radha Madan Mohan, fulfill desires. But you need to fall down before them. you need to be open to them, and then they will make their plan known to you, and it will always come past. We wouldn't be here if this wouldn't be the truth. We wouldn't be here. So, and the fourth lesson, yes, embrace difficulties. If you want to be empowered, don't give up when the first obstacle comes on your way, or the second, and so on. But say, yes, there's a nice saying, also from the stones which are rolled in my path, I can build a beautiful house, building material. See it as building material, no? When some obstacles happen in your life. So yes, the question, the role of Lord Nityananda in our lives. Well, he can give you the strength to do all these four things. Don't worry, you will get this black and white. We will write down in good style, in good readable form, and then you can make it your personal almanac. You know, Lord Nityananda opened the door for our Krishnadas Kaviraj. I think he sent Meenakshitama Ram there, and he orchestrated the truth of that this was not the place for Krishnadas Kaviraj to continue to stay in Jamadpur. I think it was Lord Nityananda's playful arrangement. He brought them to Krishnadas to Vrindavan, where he met Vaishnavas, who gave him a service. There was Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, who empowered him, and yes, he must have strengthened Krishnadas Kaviraj to have this amazing strength to embrace the difficulties of dealing with an old body. Prabhus, Matajis, you don't know what it means to be in such a situation. The difficulties we can't imagine. Imagine just to survive a winter in Vrindavan. This winter is not so good. It's extraordinarily cold, and some Vaishnavas are dying. You know, the old people. But you can't convince them to go out of Vrindavan to where there's a heater. No, they. Very good. I'm going. I have another goal. I'm going back to Godhead, they say. No, but these difficulties which we have are nishta and nothing. They but with the mercy of the Lord, yes, it's possible to. But at least we have to be a little bit willing to embrace difficulties. Hare Krishna, this is only part one. Part two comes tomorrow. It goes much more. Mm-mm. How many? I have five. Five points here. Mm. Yeah, tomorrow I will end here. Hare Krishna. So we have come to an end here. Let us see. Where are we in time? I must say I.
We do not have time. We have to end. We are flexible.
But what did we say on the plan? Because
on the plan, there is just the time of the lecture. There is not the time of the.
And then some and question and answer. And then free. Good. So I see our Hari Shyam is already there. Have some questions arrived in your computer?
Yes, Guru Maharaj, we have some very wonderful
questions. Dr. Sid, he wants to know,
how do we
recognize? One moment, we are just working on the computer side. Could you please repeat the question? I did not hear it.
In regards to the first one, is how do we learn to recognize the signs that Krishna is giving us?
How do we learn to recognize the signs that Krishna is giving us? If the signs come from Krishna, they will come repeatedly or again and again. So I would say if something persistently appears before you, this is very likely a sign of Krishna. But a Vaishnava moves forward only or acts upon the sign by asking Hari, Guru and Vaishnava for confirmation. So when you are not so, you think that this might be a sign, then go to the deities and asked the Lord, pray for the deities, then asked Vaishnavas who are around you to confirm or shed more light into the thing, and also asked the spiritual master. And then you know when all these sources confirm the sign, you know, okay, that's the way to move. Thank you very much. Yes?
What is the shortest bhakti way or practice
of transforming our stiffness regarding our vision and our plans into the softness that you were mentioning.
What is the quickest way to transform our attachments to follow Krishna's plan to a willingness, or to transform the stiffness into a softness? I gave a little translation here. Yes, we are usually quite stiff, or you called it stiff, or inflexible when it comes to our attachments. We just can't bow even or bend a centimeter. So to transform this into willingness needs a transformation of the heart. It needs a purification of the heart. See, a pure heart has no difficulties to follow Krishna's plan, but an impure heart thinks it is impossible. When the heart is covered with a thick layer of desires, yes, you become inflexible to Krishna's plan. You become, but if the heart is purified, and to purify the heart, sometimes, my dear devotees, this is especially for older devotees, you need to make a change. And it becomes easier to make that change which is required if you move into a different environment, first of all, a different mental environment. Educate yourself, get new informations about life, and sometimes it is necessary to go into a different physical environment as well. I have seen devotees who left their hometown and came and lived for some time in the temple, and I saw in that new environment they did things which they have not done elsewise. But it all starts with sincerity. You need to really make a sincere investigation. Where am I after all these years? This is not something for Instagram, this program. No one would like to put it on Instagram or Facebook. This is not something you can discuss to all of the people you know. There may be one or two who are open for such a discussion and willingness to enter this, because, yes, there's nothing more difficult for the conditioned soul than to face the facts as they really are. Yeah. So if you want to do that, expect miracles. If you don't want to do it, you can expect that you will get more or less the same type of life as you're getting. More or less, but I mean, it's not totally hopeless. No, you will slowly, gradually, definitely understand. Everyone understands. You know, life is not a theoretical teacher. Life is sometimes just so direct, isn't it? You just, yeah. Hare Krishna. Is there another question?
Yes, Guru Maharaj, we have two more questions. So Kunj Bihari Prabhu is asking, how can we distinguish between a goal closed door and a goal which we can reach with some endeavor and persistence?
Can you please repeat, because the technicality is not working so well. How can we distinguish?
How can we distinguish between a goal, which is behind a closed door, and a goal which we can reach with some endeavor and persistence?
Oh, that's not an easy question to answer. How can we distinguish between a goal that is behind a closed door? In other words, we can't see it. This is what I think it means. And a goal that is clearly visible in front of us. I can only say like this. As you move on in your spiritual life, first take care of the goals and the projects that lie directly in front of you. And when you do this, the more hidden things become revealed. But first take care about that which is, so to say, right in front of you. I would like to give a personal example. I have very, very deep desires in my heart, but I'm not yet sure how they will be fulfilled. These desires refer more or less to, my relationship to Krishna. But I don't know how this will be revealed and how it will become clear. But what I know is there are a few things I must take care of now, and I think I have faith that if I do this, the things which are still waiting, which are hidden, will become revealed in their own time. So we will go to the last question now. Yes.
He wants to know, would you speak a little more about what is behind Lord Nityananda wearing only one golden earring?
What is the reason of Lord Nityananda only wearing one golden earring? Lord Nityananda appeared at a place called Ekachakra Gram. So, once the five Pandavas, I really hope I get this together, they stayed in Ekachakra Gram. This was during the time of their exile, exactly. They stayed there. And it so happened that there was a demon living just a little away who, he was a man-eater. There were such people who used to eat man's flesh. It's called cannibalism. It is known. I hope you don't hear this for the first time. They're still existing in some remote parts of the planet. Cannibals. They eat. So this cannibal had an arrangement with the village where the Pandava stayed, that if the village would supply him with a load of food and one human being one time a month, he would not disturb the village and come in and kill just someone, drag one. So the village, in its, this was an emergency situation, had this rule that once a year they would
So once a month, they would pass around a pot, and people would draw out of the pot, and whoever got that one slit of paper, he had to supply a human being from his family. In this way, the whole village was saved. So one day, the Pandavas heard loud crying in their home, and when they inquired, they understood that the Brahmana in whose house they stayed had drawn the thing. He had to go with a truckload of food, and he had to go. And the family was discussing, "Oh no, don't go. I will go," said the son. "No," said the Brahmana, "you are still young, I'm old, I better go." "Ah, but how will I take care of the family?" said the wife. "Let me go." So they were discussing who should go and be killed by the cannibal. So the Pandavas found this out, and Bhishma said, Bhimsen said, "I go." So Kunti went to the family and said, you are fortunate, my son, Bhimsen, let him go. He will return. He will take care of the demon. He is very, very, very strong." No, you are our guests. How can we allow that our guests are slaughtered by this cannibal? He's so powerful." Anyways, so Kunti said, "Bhimsen, you have no idea what Bhimsen can do." I think she said, "Bhimsen, the village needs firewood for the house. Just show him." And Bhimsen went to this huge tree and just went, "Haribo," and just lifted it out. "He's very strong, very strong." Okay, so he went with a truck, with a cart full of food, and on the way he ate all the food. So, because he's very hungry also. Vikadad, wolf's stomach, you know. So he went and he came to the entry of where the demon lived. And he felt very tired, you know. Oof. So he just slept at the entry. So the demon came out. He saw the cart, no food left. And he saw Bhimsen resting. "He ate all my food. I will eat him fresh. It's all still fresh, not yet fully digested. So I will just have a big feast." So he attacked Bhimsena, and Bhimsena woke up and he said, "Let me finish my rest." He was holding him off like this. "I'm soon I will come. Let me just wake up properly, you know." And then Bhimsen came. He took a long time. So Arjuna became worried. Bhimsen has gone to the cannibal. He has not returned. You know, he slept and ate and everything. Bhimsen might be in danger. So Arjuna took an arrow and he willed it to go into the chest of the demon, who was 12 kilometers away, by the way. And because he's Arjuna, he shoots the arrow. And the arrow comes and returns. There is no demon any longer. There is only Bhimsena. "He is just now coming." "Oh," said Arjuna, "now we have a trouble. I have released one of my sapa arrows." These are arrows, snakes, they can go into arrows or they can turn into arrows. "It must get someone to eat. The arrow must get an object." This is a real problem. So he said, "I'm sorry, I have no person to offer to you. You just go to this place where I sent you, and then you take whoever comes by where you live, by your hole." So from that time on, there was this mystical being, and anyone who passed by it would become a victim to this being's hunger. So when Lord Nityananda understood this, that the village people had told him that there's a very dangerous place, there's this mystical being, that anyone who comes there doesn't return alive. At that time, Lord Nityananda said, "Let me go." So he had two earrings at that time. And he found the hole where this being was, and he placed one of his earrings on top of the entrance to this hole. And from that day, this mystical being is tamed. It cannot get out. But still the villages, I have also gone, I'm very curious, as you know, especially in these mystical things. So still to this day, the villagers give him every day bananas, a vegetarian meal, bananas and something else. I also placed a handful of bananas there. Just a peace with the mystical beings, better you have peace in your life. It's more comfortable to live. Yeah, so that's the story why Lord Nityananda has only one earring. He gave the earring out of his compassion. Thank you, Toshita Krishna. I don't think you would put this story in Mangala's channel on self-improvement. Also, it's quite involved story. Hare Krishna. So we will stop here. Not entirely. We will do our little darshan of the deities, isn't it? Hari Shyam, please guide us. So, Hare Krishna. I think now we will have a recorded kirtan for the online people, and we will just end with a 5-minute kirtan, okay? I know some of you look at the time, it's already 10 o'clock, but no problem. Today is Saturday or Sunday, no? But is it Sunday? Sunday. Vishwadev and Syamala, ich habe was ganz Tolles für euch. Also ganz Tolles, was ich euch danach geben möchte. Und auch Gaurabhavani, genau, die ist auch da. Schön. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You can turn to the deities if you wish. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. A little louder, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody, one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Sirane, Sirane.